From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July 6, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature Subcommittee on Alternatives to Incarceration took action on Wednesday, July the 5th, that will extend the deadline to report its findings from September to December. The subcommittee is chaired by legislator Tory Torgerson, a Democrat from Windham, and it is looking at the viable sentencing alternatives available to the judiciary that would also benefit the convicted. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the subcommittee will determine if certain court-imposed sentences, particularly those that are drug-related or related to mental illness, require jail time. Groden said, and I quote, with Lori Torgerson and her committee, they're looking at whether or not the jail population could be reduced, end quote. Many residents of the existing jail are serving time for drug-related offenses, Groden said. 8% are incarcerated for multiple driving while intoxicated convictions. 26% have violated probation. 27% have sold or purchased drugs. 12% committed a property crime to purchase drugs. And 12% have committed violent crimes to obtain drugs, he said. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that work to replace the aging Cartersville Road Bridge in Catskill has begun. The historic span over Cartersville Creek is located west of the New York State Thruway overpass. Greene County Highway Superintendent Robert Valdenberg said in recent years, the signs of wear and deficiencies the bridge began to show were increasingly evident, but repairs were not possible. The new bridge will have a steel truss and a concrete deck, plus some adjustments to the substructure at both ends of the bridge are also needed. The price tag for the new bridge is roughly $1.3 million, with 80% of the cost coming from the federal government. Van Valdenberg said of the remaining 20%, 15% is state-funded and 5% will come from the county. The county's $65,000 share was approved as part of the annual budget. The project is expected to be completed by late September. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Scenic Hudson announced on Wednesday, July the 5th, it had acquired 132 acres adjoining the Ram's Horn Livingston Sanctuary in Greene County. Scenic Hudson co-owns the 480-acre nature sanctuary with Audubon, New York. In a press release, Scenic Hudson said the acquisition, and I quote, ensures the land along Du Bois Road in Catskill will continue sustaining a unique and unspoiled habitat along the Hudson River estuary, end quote. The Ram's Horn Livingston Sanctuary offers 2 miles of trails and is home to a variety of wildlife, including bald eagles, osprey, muskrat, beaver, otters, turtles, and dragonflies. The newly protected property has more than 3,400 feet along the estuary shore, including a portion of Ram's Horn Marsh. Scenic Hudson acquired the land for $1.2 million. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation provided a portion of the purchase price. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. By now, most local residents have been warned that this year there are more ticks than usual, and that's known largely because of research from Rick Osfeld of the County Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess County. A bumper crop of acorns in 2015 led to lots of mice in 2016, which has caused a tick population explosion in 2017. Sheila M. Ellard at 538.com reports that will lead to genetically modified mice let loose sometime after 2023. Kevin Esbelt, an evolutionary engineer at MIT, is working on editing mice DNA to make them unable to pass bacteria and viruses to ticks. While Esbelt's research has created an ongoing ethical debate about manipulating wild animals, he plans to release genetically modified mice on islands 7 years from now to test his work. You can read that full story at 538.com. On July 5th, less than 3 hours before WAMC said he will take questions on the air, the website of Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, still did not list the appearance. At 11 a.m., his website said that on July the 5th, there will be a, and I quote, Waterville Arsenal meet and greet in Waterville, New York, end quote, but did not list time or any other details. On July the 4th, for much of the day, Faso's website did not list any public events at all. Then, just before the event, he listed an appearance at the Socrates July the 4th parade. Later in the day, Faso's webpage was updated to say he would also be at the Wyndham July the 4th parade. Local congressional representatives Scott Murphy, a Democrat, and Chris Gibson, a Republican, listed their July 4th appearances and other public events in advance on their websites. Congress is on break this week, and Faso does not list any public appearances at all. The Catskill Mountain News reports that Faso will be at the Roxbury Arts Center in Roxbury on July the 7th. The event is put on by the Delaware County Chamber of Commerce, part of their First Friday Breakfast Series. Anyone who wants to attend must register in advance at DelawareCounty.org or calling 607-746-2281. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that while the legislative session is now over in Albany, a number of bills are in Governor Andrew Cuomo's inbox awaiting a signature or rejection. Hamilton writes, and I quote, state lawmakers approved 606 pieces of legislation between January and June, down from 618 last year. Governor Andrew Cuomo has acted on 84 bills and has three currently on his desk. That leaves more than 500 in the hopper, end quote. Some of the possible bills that could be signed into law: a mandate for American iron and steel in some state projects, post-traumatic stress disorder added to the list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana, a taxi seatbelt bill mandating use for drivers and front seat passengers over 16, and a bill that would allow charitable organizations to sell raffle tickets online. No word from the governor, though, when or if any of these bills that pass the Senate and Assembly will become laws. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Albany Times Union reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation wants to hear from New Yorkers about what to do with a $127 million air pollution settlement from Volkswagen. Proposed projects must reduce nitrogen oxide, a pollutant that harms public health and forms ozone or smog. Officials will host a public hearing on the matter July the 20th in Albany, and anyone can also comment online. Send comments to vw.appnd@decny.gov. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Saturday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 6th day of July 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.